How to protect yourself from online scams. Tips from our safeguarding lead, Joe Cook, to help you keep your personal information and your money safe. Around 3 million adults were victims of scams in 2023, but as this type of crime remains massively underreported, the National Trading Standards Scams team say the figure may actually be closer to 19 million. Following these basic tips could help you beat the criminals. Don't rush into responding. Criminals use manipulative techniques to urge you to act quickly so that you don't have time to think and consider your next steps. For example, you might receive a one-off deal in an email or a message informing you that your bank account is compromised and you urgently need to move your money. Don't fall for it. Give yourself time to think before you respond. Keep your information safe. Never give out your name, address, bank details, email or phone number to people or organisations before verifying their credentials. Always question unsolicited calls, texts or emails requesting your personal or financial information. Better still, ignore them or put the phone down and contact the company directly using a known email or phone number. Check unsolicited emails. Many frauds start with a phishing email inviting you to click on a link. These can look genuine, so it's important to remember that banks and financial institutions never send emails asking you to confirm your bank details. You can always call your bank using the phone number on a genuine piece of correspondence or their website typed directly into the address bar to check if you are not sure. Scam avoidance checklist. Never automatically click on a link in an unexpected email or text. If in doubt, contact the person or organisation in another way. Email addresses and phone numbers can be spoofed, so don't use those as a means to verify that a message or call is authentic. Be wary of fake websites. One way to check a website is secure is to look for the padlock symbol in the top left or right of your address bar or see if it starts with HTTPS, where the S stands for secure. The best way to get in touch with a company is to use a known email or phone number, such as the one on the back of your card. Make sure your passwords are 16 characters or longer and include a combination of letters and numbers and use different passwords for your different online accounts. What if you do get scammed? If you've been a victim of a scam, contact your bank promptly. And for those in England, Wales and Northern Ireland, you can also call Action Fraud on 0300 123 2040, or complete their online reporting form. In Scotland, the guidance is to call your bank promptly and contact the police on 101.